It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Browns and Vikings in the midst of joint practices. A lot of good play-by-play coming out. 30-yard connection between Deshaun Watson and David Njoku.
Was it a spiral?
I believe it was a tight spiral. A very tight spiral. And there's more
that, Nick.
To the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10:15. Check out the free-flowing, it's like a rap battle, live edition of Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene on the 92.3 The Fan Extra Channel on the free Odyssey app and 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies. If you ever miss the live versions, check out the ever-expanding archives. Do you think Ken and Anthony wrote Free Flowing?
No.
No, I don't. I don't think
it doesn't seem to be in their lingo.
Yeah, it sounds... I mean, I'm not trying to pick apart a read here. I just...
You are.
If they... That's exactly what I'm doing. I just feel like if anything you and I did, if somebody's like, it's a free-flowing show, I'd kind of feel like a bit of a knob. And I don't think the Morning Boys want to feel like a knob. Now, we do have Ben Lieber on, or we had Ben Lieber on in the last segment, and we got into the importance of joint practices like the Browns and like the Vikings are having, and here was his take.
I know there can be some pretty competitive practices. You know, when it comes to these controlled practices that these teams have together, you're getting basically the same thing except taking guys to the ground. And yeah, you lose a little bit of that. I mean, you can get, you know, obviously you get more of that in a preseason game, but we know that it's all about some of these individual drills. I mean, you're going against pass rushing, you know, one-on-ones that are really important to get basically live. The blocking up front is basically live. The one-on-ones on the outside, I mean, my goodness, some of those joint practices, I mean, probably more intense in a one-on-one basis as a corner and secondary guys than maybe the game.
So I actually think that's kind of the thing that I'm reminded of every time we have these joint practices. The joint practices, Dustin.
Say what now? The conversation about the joint practice?
I'm just more interested in what goes on in them than I am in the preseason.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're just interested in fights, Nick.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it. I do like. Anytime I get a good preseason, any kind of fight really in football is great. But yeah, the joint practice fights can be pretty legendary. No, for me it is. I just think it's a more interesting product. Like, I do think the preseason games are so vanilla because teams are so afraid to put anything on tape that might... They don't want to give anything away. And I don't think the thought process is more... So basically, it's a lesser... Sorry, I don't want to say lesser caliber of player because... You're still in the top 3% of football players ever if you're in an NFL preseason game, but it's not starter level performance. And the longer the game goes on, the talent diminishes. The quarterback play is especially atrocious in the second half, whereas in joint practices, it's actually your starters. And, you know,
It's good on good, man.
Joint practices have been around forever, so this is not a new thing. But specifically the way that they're used more in line with the way they were used 20 years ago, which is good on good, as you said, than the preseason. Like I think we've hit a point of diminishing return where 90% of good quarterbacks are not playing in the preseason, and if they do, it's 7 plays. That's not really the way it was. Like, I remember Tim Couch getting a lot of playing time early in the preseason in his career. And it's not, and by the way, I remember good players. Like, I remember Jim Kelly being in preseason games and being out there for a quarter or being out there for a
half. How do you remember Jim Kelly being in preseason games?
Because Jim Kelly. That's why. Yeah.
I mean, were you born?
Jim Kelly?
I'm kidding. You were like 6 years old.
No, I wasn't. Jim Kelly played until like 97 or 98.
All right.
Do you think I meant Leroy Kelly?
No, I guess I thought you meant more like earlier on in his career.
Oh, no. Okay, I get what you're saying because I said the Tim Couch thing. Yeah. I meant more like that's a quarterback at the top of his game that's in his mid-30s and he was still out there.
Sorry.
I felt so judged. I was like,
no, I was
I Jim Kelly play.
I was like, you were watching him as a rookie?
No, that okay, I did not watch him with the Houston team.
Sorry,
in the
USFL. Really, I pounced there.
Yeah, you pounced. Man. I was like, so like, I'm not fibbing on air, but because it's good on good. I think this is an exceptional moment for the players because the NFL is so just insistent on getting themselves the 18th regular season game. I think if I was the players, I think one thing that they could try and do to take away some of the less meaningful games, the less meaningful risks when you're putting the ones out there, is to replace preseason games with joint practices. Like, cool, man, you want 18 regular season games? We'll do one preseason game, and then we'll do, like, two joint practices. And not just that, I think
And broadcast them.
Yeah, well, and that's, dude, you could, here's the
you
thing.
Could charge rights to these intra-squad scrimmages.
So, I know one of the big problems that fans have, especially season ticket holders, is you got to pay for the preseason games. Even if you don't intend to go to them, if you're going to be a season ticket holder, right? Well, okay, let's say instead of three preseason games, you had two joint practices. I think because again, it'd be in Berea, so it doesn't have to be at the stadium, wherever that stadium might be located, but it doesn't have to be at the stadium. And from a TV side of things, you can build it in a way where you kind of uniform it across the NFL, but go, all right, here are the five things you're going to see in an hour's broadcast. And to see anything more than that, you have to actually go. I think you would get people, dude, when practice has been free, how many people have we seen out in Berea?
Ton.
Like every year, tons and tons of people out in Berea. I think the next couple of years is going to be different because they're doing all the work around there. But like, if you didn't make it free, all right, $10 per person that doesn't have season tickets gets in, I think you would. Because here's the thing. Keith and I were talking about this earlier. On a national level, I don't think people want nuanced film talk on every team across the NFL. I think there's a reason why a lot of the heavy-duty nits and grits podcasts have a certain level of ceiling to them on a national level. Because, yeah, you want to know ball, but it matters more when it's your team.
Correct.
So, like, I think that's a nits and grits kind of broadcast that I think would actually make a difference on the local level because it's your team. Like, I am incredibly interested in learning the intricacies of Jim Schwartz's wide nine. What they're asking linebacker, like, those are things I would love to know that you could broadcast, that if that was part of a national broadcast, I think most people would fall asleep on. But because it's your team, it's different. I think that's a perfect opportunity for, instead of, I don't want to say meaningless, but limited meaning preseason games, you could swap those out for some really cool, something different, and another way to just get your fans' attention, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I way back when I was doing these like video breakdowns or vines, remember back in the day, Vine?
Oh,
and I would do some clips and like the Browns fans like ate it up, you know, no one else in the country cared,
yep.
But like Browns fans want to know like, man, how'd that guy get so wide open? Ooh, what happened there with that safety? Did that corner get beat? Like you want to know that stuff. What happened at left tackle?
Or
why?
Even like little stuff like Kim Mitchell had an interception in practice today. All right, give me 5 minutes of Jim Schwartz talking about where Cam was coming into the NFL, where they think he is now, what they've worked on, how, you know, has he added versatility? One, Jim Schwartz will talk for more than 5 minutes on that. Two, like that's the kind of like beyond knowing the stars of your team, I think that's the kind of stuff where all of a sudden those secondary and tertiary players become more of a known quantity.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Still trying to figure out what tertiary meant.
Yeah, you say a lot of words that I don't really know what they mean.
That's on me, dog. I shouldn't have said tertiary.
I'm telling you, I swear you wake up in the morning and you get out your, okay, all right.
Dump that?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't. I wore it like a badge of honor.
I'm so proud of you.
I was very close to dumping it.
I saw you look at it. I was about to curse at you. No, I'm proud
I deserve
you did.
It. I deserve
no,
it.
No. I do not get out my thesaurus every day or my thesaurus. I don't get out either one of those things every morning. I don't know why I am the way I am, but I do know why.
You have a thesaurus.
I'd like to show you my thesaurus.
Say it like that,
dude. It's been like 3 weeks of this. Was it same yesterday? Was that the word that I said? I almost said thame, or I quickly said the word same and it came out thame. And Keith and I just made eye contact, like, who's going to point that out that I just said that? What do you want to see out of these joint practices?
I wish we could turn on NFL Network and watch the whole thing.
But like, okay, so I think this is a great point.
First off, I mean, the obvious, I'm not going to be like, you know, coach speak, but yeah, you want to get through it healthy, obviously. I think coaches care about two things. How hard do you play? How intense are you? And get out healthy.
I think that's three things.
I was putting two together, but no, that's fine. Jam me up. That's cool.
I'm sorry. Was it too much jamming up in a row? No, I mean, as a player, because this is one area you can speak to as a guy who was, especially in Minnesota, you're fighting for your spot.
Yep.
As a player, what are you looking to get out of this?
As a player, trying to make a name for yourself. I mean, if you're not a starter, you're going out there and you're trying to work your technique. You're trying to compete against the opposition. And also, like, one thing you're thinking about, too, is like, oh, we're going up against the Vikings. Okay. I'm on the bubble to make this roster. Okay, let me go out here and ball in these one-on-ones so that maybe their coach or GM sees me.
216-474-0092. Would, as a fan, if you're especially for the season ticket holders out there, as a fan, would you be okay with swapping out joint practices for preseason games? Would you go to more joint practices if they were publicly if they were held publicly and televised, would you pay more attention than preseason games?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.